He turned his sister in for abuse.
She was abusive to her children.
Police were called?
Yes, ma'am.
But was he just looking for revenge?
The reason I did call is because someone called on me and said I was abusing my kids.
And I told him that I didn't call on him.
I told her that I would be returning the favor.
Did her brother betray her?
Sounds to me like this was a vindictive call. Is that right?
Well, it...
Well, it's not an answer, sir.
Judge Judy.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 35-year-old bill collector Holly Schuping is suing her brother, 32-year-old truck driver David Schuping, for the return of stolen money and for making false allegations to Child Protective Services.
Order, all rise. Yeah, this is case number 460 on the calendar in the matter of Schuping versus Schuping. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Schuping, the defendant is your brother.
That's right.
According to your complaint, which has two parts, you borrowed some money from your sister, Tracy.
Yes, I did.
$440. You gave the money to your brother to give back to your sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Your brother did not give the money back to your sister because he says your sister owed him some money for something else, so he kept the money.
Exactly.
The second part of your complaint is, after this happened, he called Child Protective Services and he told them that you were neglecting your children.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were investigated and now you have a record with Child Protective Services. With regard to that part of the complaint, your brother says he got tired of listening to you verbally abusing your children and everything that he reported to Child Protective Services was true.
Yes, ma'am.
So far, that's the case.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Where is Tracy?
She's in the courtroom somewhere.
Tracy?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you step up here, please, and have a seat over here? Because I'll be asking you a couple of questions. On what date did you borrow this money from your sister?
My sister did a Western Union quick collect for me on October 16th of 2001.
What did you need the money for?
I had gotten behind on my mortgage payments because I'd had surgery on my arm, and she agreed to let me have the money as long as I paid her back by the weekend.
Now, how did it come about that you gave your brother the money?
I had surgery on the 18th of October. I ended up having to spend the night in the hospital, and my brother showed up at my house Monday morning and told me that my sister had sent him to get the money.
Tracy, you want to step up here, please? Would you swear, please? Thank
you. Ma'am, raise your right hand. You swear or affirm to tell the truth in these matters?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is your last name Schuping?
Rogers.
Miss Rogers, did you ask your brother to get the money from your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you have that conversation with him?
I believe it was that Friday. I'd talked to her like a Wednesday. And I was scared that I was going to have some checks to bounce. So I asked him to go by there and pick up the check and put the money in my account.
So, Miss Rogers, it would be a fair statement that your brother was acting as your agent in getting this money from your sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Your sister doesn't owe you the money anymore. When you asked your brother to go and pick up that money, he became your agent, which means that if he did something wrong with that money, if he appropriated the money for his own use, if he used it to set off a debt, if he lost it, he was acting on your behalf. Your sister fulfilled her obligation to you when she gave that money to your agent, who was your brother. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Consider the debt to your sister paid. If she wants to sue him for the money, she can. If he didn't follow her directions, then she has a suit against him, but you do not. You have paid your sister. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. You want your money? Get it from your brother. You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now you are excused. Now let's get to the Child Protective Services point. When did you call Child Protective Services, sir?
They came to my house on December the 12th, so I would say it's approximately 7 to 10 days after that date.
Was this the first time you would call Child Protective Services?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Why did you call Child Protective Services?
Well, I just felt in my heart that she was verbally abusive to her children.
When did you see the instance of verbal abuse?
Well, she lived with me at one time, and after about a 4 or 5 day period, I had...
When did she live with you?
I would say approximately a year prior to this date, but I'd witnessed this on through the years until that time.
When was the last time you had seen her, according to you, verbally abusing her children?
Well, sometimes I heard it on the telephone, but I didn't always witness it myself, but...
When was the last time you witnessed it, sir?
I would say the Sunday before.
Sunday before what?
The 12th. I would say that Sunday before the 12th.
Tell me where you were and what you heard.
I was at my sister's house.
Which sister?
Holly's. Fulfilling a visitation order that I was awarded to see my daughter.
Your sister has custody of your daughter?
No, she's just real good friends with the person that...
I'm a mediator.
She's a mediator. So you are allowed to see your child at your sister's house?
Yeah, it was a supervised visitation for 4 visits.
I got it. You were allowed to see your child at your sister's house?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me what you saw or heard.
She was telling Autumn, her daughter, to shut up and to go on and keep her mouth shut in a
That's
very...
That's
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
In a very aggressive tone of voice and manner that I felt was, you know, subjective to a child, that she shouldn't be hearing that type of voice spoke to her. I just felt it was my duty to call.
So you heard her tell her daughter to shut up?
Yes, ma'am.
In an aggressive tone. How old is her daughter?
16, 15.
14.
What else did you hear, sir?
Well, basically, it's gone on for a while, I mean, but it just, it got to a point.
Tell me what else that you heard, sir. So that's what you heard a week before. You told her to tell her 14-year-old daughter to shut up in an aggressive voice.
Uh-huh.
Tell me immediately prior to that what you heard.
Well, I can't remember prior to that. All I know
well, it's
is that
December
she was,
12th, sir.
You know, very moving her hands like this and telling her daughter to shut up, to get in the house, and I just felt that, you know, that tone of voice or just the hand gestures itself, you know, wasn't tolerated. She shouldn't talk to her child.
Now, you have supervised visitation.
Mm-hmm.
How old is the child that you have supervised visitation with?
3 years old.
Is there any reason why the court ordered supervised visitation?
It was a mutual agreement between me and the mother, the child.
You mean you agreed to supervised visitation?
Well, they felt it was in the child's best interest.
Yeah, people usually don't agree to supervised visitation. Are you friendly with your former sister-in-law?
Yeah, and his daughter.
Just a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Trust me, Ms. Schuping. I've been around, you know, around the yard on this kind of case before.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Holly Schuping says her brother, David Schuping, stole money from their sister. Holly also claims David filed false charges with Child Protective Services.
You are friendly with his former wife?
Girlfriend.
Or former girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for someone to act as supervisor for the visitation.
Exactly.
Was your brother happy with that?
In the beginning, yeah, but in the end, no.
What happened towards the end, Ms. Schuping?
There was an incident where he came to one of the visits and the new girlfriend was asked to leave.
Who asked the new girlfriend to leave?
I did, because of...
Is this the new girlfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Was he supposed to come alone to the supervised visitation?
Exactly.
And what happened when you asked her to leave?
The law ended up having to be called and there was a big argument, busting and fighting, carrying on.
Well, tell me exactly what happened. You asked the girlfriend to leave.
And she said, I'm making a stand, I'm not leaving. He's here to see his daughter, which was the first visit that he had ever seen her in 3 years.
So this was at the first visit?
Yes, ma'am.
What date was that?
It was, I'll tell you exactly.
November the 9th.
Yeah.
11th.
And the police were called?
Yes, ma'am.
And when the police were called, was the visit terminated?
Yes, ma'am. He stayed long enough for her to open her birthday presents, and then he left.
And what about the girlfriend? Did she leave?
She stood in the middle of the road in front of my house.
Sat in my truck.
And took pictures.
Shh. Be quiet.
Was sitting
I'm not
inside
talking
of
to
a
you.
Truck and taking pictures of everybody standing in my yard.
Did your brother come again for visits?
Yes, ma'am. He comes regular now, still.
To your house?
No. Mm-mm. He has it at his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend's house?
Mm-hmm.
Was the November 9th visit the last visit that was conducted at your house?
Yes, ma'am.
So it was the first and the last visit that mm-hmm. was conducted at your house?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, about a week prior to this December 12th, when your brother made the call...
He made the call on November 16th. I've got my paper here.
May I see it, please?
Yes, ma'am. He called 3 days after he called and cussed me out and told me he was going to call. And what he told him
just
was...
Just one second.
Okay.
So, Mr. Shuping, you were mistaken about the date, sir. Clearly from this letter from Social Services. You did not call about a week before the December 12th call, because you said it was December 12th. You called on November the 16th.
Well, I got the dates written right here. I did tell you the wrong date.
You did tell me the wrong date, sir, because this was approximately 7 days after the altercation at your sister's house, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Shuping, sounds to me like this was a vindictive call to Social Services, sir.
Well, I told her I was going to call. And the reason I did call is because someone... My first visit, by the way, was on November the 11th, and someone called on me the November the 13th and said I was abusing my kids, too.
I didn't call on him, though, and I told him that I didn't call on him.
And that's the reason I called her and told her I didn't appreciate that phone call to Catawba County, and I would be returning the favor.
Then I am correct. You did it not because you feared for your 14-year-old niece's welfare because her mother was yelling at her, but because you were angry because someone had called Social Services because of your alleged actions. That's what you just said to me. Is that right?
Well, it wasn't in
Well,
in
it's not
sense.
An answer, sir.
It's not in that stance. It's
exactly that way. You acted like an idiot by bringing your girlfriend to your first visit with your 3-year-old in a very long time. Not her visit. It's your visit. It's your visit. And before you introduce another person into your child's life, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to get to know your child yourself. How long had it been since you saw your daughter?
Well, it's been...
Not well. Give me an answer.
I seen her the first day when she came home from the hospital.
And then you didn't see her for how long?
I paid child support for 2 years.
I don't care about your child support. I'm asking you, when was the last time you saw your child prior to November 9th?
I haven't.
Well, if you haven't, then you're an idiot for bringing your girlfriend along. And she's an idiot for coming. Because what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to have a single-minded purpose, which is to let your daughter get to know you. And if your sister said, let her leave because I don't want to get into hot water with the mother of my niece, who I'm doing this for, then what you do is you don't make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't either. And you acted in a retaliatory fashion by picking up the phone and calling Social Services on your sister. It was nothing more than vindictive. It had nothing to do with child welfare. And, sir, you are going to pay for that. Because while you don't owe this lady any money for the $440 that she gave you to pay back this sister, she's suing you for $4,000, most of which is the aggravation that was caused because her name will remain in the state central registry for child abuse and neglect for a very long time without any cause whatsoever because you used this to get even. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,000, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I don't think it could have been handled outside the courtrooms.
My 14-year-old daughter had to go through a lot of unnecessary trauma, and she didn't need that in her life.
She's seen dollar signs. That was it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cushel versus Rice, step forward, please.
32-year-old nurse David Cushel is suing his former friend, 18-year-old gas station attendant Mike Rice, for damage to his home. David says he allowed Mike to throw a New Year's party and his friends trashed the house.
Mr. Cushel, do you live in a house or an apartment?
In a house, Your Honor.
Is it a house that you own or rent?
I own it, Your Honor.
Defendant was a friend of yours?
Correct.
According to your complaint, defendant invited you to a New Year's Eve party that he was going to have at a hotel. You volunteered to let him have the party at your home. You were not going to be home New Year's Eve. Is that right?
He indicated he was going to have a get-together with a few friends, maybe up to a dozen friends at a hotel party.
Just listen to me. You volunteered to let him use your home. You weren't going to be home New Year's Eve. Is that correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
I'll get to some specifics in a minute. Let me just lay out the case. He had the party. Your house was trashed. You want him to pay for all of the damage that was done to your house.
Correct, Your Honor.
That's the case. And Mr. Rice says, what?
I was there.
Is not an answer.
Okay, sorry about that. I was there, and I had a few friends over, and some more showed up than I invited. And at midnight, some friends got in some fights, and they broke some of his stuff.
So?
So I don't think I should be held responsible because it was my friends and not me.
You were there?
Yes, I was.
You know which friends damaged the property?
Yes, I do.
sue them after he sues you. Gave you permission to use his home for the purpose of a party. Mm-hmm. If more people show up than you had invited, you have a responsibility to eject them. If things get out of hand, you have the responsibility of calling the police if either they refuse to leave or start to get into any altercations at the house. But you are responsible. He's not responsible. Why is he responsible?
It's his house, and he never delegated any responsibility.
Of course he did. Let me see pictures of the damage to the house. I'm inordinately calm because this is an inordinately easy case to decide.
I can go through the pictures if you'd like, Your Honor, explaining. Some are kind of hard to see.
What happened to the trees?
There was a lot of tracks through the yards. Cars had driven from the street through the yard and missed the driveway by a few hundred feet, apparently, and the trees must have been in the way. The dogs didn't know what to do that next morning. No post-traumatic stress disorder, but I think they're okay.
That's not on here, is it?
No, ma'am.
When did you buy this house, sir?
We finished construction about a year and a half ago, Your Honor. The estimates are just for materials. They don't include labor with the exception of the flooring.
Would you tell me why you let him use your house for this party?
Unfortunately, a few months before New Year's Eve, we'd lost a mutual friend to a motor vehicle accident. Mike indicated he was having a get-together with his friends at a hotel that was over half an hour from town. My house was in town. My roommate was going to be there. He was having a few friends over. And I felt that everything would be all right. And I didn't want to have that same experience with anyone else. You know, sometimes people have to drive after they've been, you know, getting together. And I know they could crash in my house and be no problem.
Well, they put cigarettes out on your floor, on your carpet. They put holes in your walls. How long had you been living there?
About a year and a half, Your Honor.
Looks like you did a nice job before the place got trashed. Anything else you want to tell me, Mr. Rice?
Yes, I believe that his roommate, Chuck, is also partially responsible. He had friends over with us. He was there the whole time. I believe that if he thought something was going on wrong, I mean, he lived there, he could have said something, told him to leave.
Why, were his friends involved in vandalizing the property?
No, they were not.
Yours were involved in vandalizing the property?
Yes, they were.
Then you're responsible, sir. You're responsible for their actions. Now, you can sue them and say, listen, I was forced to pay for the damage you did, but how do I know that you weren't partially responsible for the damage? How do I know that?
You don't.
I don't. If you know the names of the people who did, it's not up to him to go out and search for them. He was doing a good deed.
Your Honor, Chuck can explain what happened that evening to make it more clear in regards to what happened during the party. He was there the entire time and attempted to actually get it slow down without success.
Chuck, you were unsuccessful. Don't get up. Mr. Kushel.
Yes, Your Honor.
You don't need any water. It's not going to take that long. You suing the defendant for $3,000. Your costs are in excess of that, but that's your lawsuit, $3,000. And I assume, sir, your next stop is going to be small claims court, where you file a claim against all of these people to reimburse you for this $3,000. Right? Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $3,000. Have a good day.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think it's great, Judge. She had a good verdict, and we're going to get paid finally and get this house cleaned up.
She totally put everything on me, and I don't believe it was all my fault.
It was trash. I mean, unbelievable. It was like a tornado came through.
Some people got in some fights. There was little disruptions. People got thrown through some doors, stuff like that.
Do not loan your house out to other people when you're not home. It's not worth it.